Welcome to Lessons from the Helpful Dead, where you will learn the world is not what it seems and you are much more than you think you are. Here you'll learn about positive and reassuring messages from supposedly dead people whose main purpose is to help us. Find out what happens after we die, why we're here, how we got here, where we're going, and discover that you are really a powerful eternal spirit. I'm Dan McEnany. Today we're going to talk about how other parts of the big self, which is what you really are, other parts of your big self affect you. And I'm going to do that mainly by quoting different paragraphs from Seth and then commenting on them. Here's what he had to say back in 1974. Consciousness is freewheeling. Other realities always exist in your own psyche that are outside of your home station, in quotes, and some portion of your own consciousness is always involved in them, period. There are bleed-throughs, so to speak, in the form of unofficial perceptions that often occur, or impossible events that are seemingly beyond explanation. For now, think of your own psyche, which is a consciousized identity, as a kind of supernatural radio. All of the stations exist at once within the psyche. These do not come through with sound alone, but with all the living paraphernalia of the world. The you that you recognize is but one signal on one such station, tuned into a certain frequency, experiencing that station's overall reality from your own viewpoint, one that is unique and like no other, and yet contributing to the whole life of the station. So the point he's making here is that other parts of the big you, who are living their own lives, their experiences will sometimes impinge a bit or become a part of your reality, usually in ways with images and other things that you just don't understand. When that happens, you are picking up some portion of the life of another part of the big you. Let's continue. He says, the supernatural radio that is your entire psyche, your big self, contains many such stations. These are all playing at the same time. It would be highly confusing to experience or hear all of these at once, however, so different portions of the psyche tune in to different stations, concentrate upon them, and tune out the others for immediate practical purposes. So as I've commented many times, what we do is we have a close, uptight focus so that we can perceive only the reality that we choose to perceive. And that's our normal method of operation here in the human time-space illusion. Let's continue. He says further, because these stations all operate within the same psyche, or supernatural radio, the overall quality of the programs will have much to do with the nature of the psyche itself. Radios are wired and contain transformers and transistors. The overall reception is dependent upon the wiring and the inner workings of the radio. And those workings exist apart from the stations they are meant to pick up. In the same way, the supernatural psyche exists apart from the stations of consciousness that it contains. In this case, indeed, the psyche itself makes the radio, adding ever new connections and stations. So our big self has its own independent consciousness apart from the consciousnesses of each of us who are part of the big self. And it is always making new connections that didn't exist for us earlier. Now Seth sets the scene, so to speak, for what will be an interesting example. He says, pretend that you have a radio with which you can clearly pick up 10 stations. First, imagine that during the daily programming, there are 3 soap operas, 4 news programs, several excellent dramas, a few operas, some popular music, several religious sermons, and some sports programs. Each of these has its own commercials or messages, which may or may not have anything to do with the programs given. First of all, it would be nearly impossible for you to sample all of these programs with any effectiveness while going about your own affairs, your own daily life. To make matters more complicated, again, these programs do not involve only sound. Each one has its own dimensional realities. Besides that, there is a give and take between programs. Then comes the example. For example, Say that you have a certain Wilford Jones, who is a character in one of the soap operas. This Wilford, while carrying on within his own drama, as, say, a sickly grocer in Iowa, with a mistress he cannot support and a wife that he must support, this poor besieged man on station KYU is also aware of all the other programs going on at the other stations. All of the other characters and all of the other plays are also aware of our grocer. There's a constant creative give and take between the day's various programs. Period. When our Wilford dramatically cries out to his mistress, "I am afraid my wife will learn of our affair," then the symphony playing on another station becomes melodramatic, and the sports program shows that a hero fumbles the football. Yet each character has its own free will. The football player, unconsciously picking up the grocer's problem, for example, may use it as a challenge and say, "No, I will not fumble the ball." The crowds then cheer, and our grocer in his soap opera may smile and say, "But it will all work out after all." Oh, that's an example. So in other words, he says, there is in the psyche constant interaction between all of the stations. So that's between all of us who are part of the big self, living our different lives. He says, and marvelous, literally unlimited creativity, in which, in your terms, all actions in one station affect all others in the other stations. I don't know about you, but until I reread this, I didn't know or had totally forgotten that there was that much interaction between my life and the lives of all those others who are part of my big self. That's something to think about. In that regard, Seth added a little bit more to the analogy. He said, as he falls asleep, some night our grocer, Wilford, might suddenly hear the full strains of a symphony in his head, or instead catch a quick glimpse of a football player. Or on the other hand, one of the musicians in the symphony orchestra may suddenly find himself thinking about how difficult it would be to have a mistress and a wife at the same time. He then summarizes the whole thing with an explanation. He said, at levels beyond the comprehension of the viewer, all of the dramas and programs would be related, meaning all of the various lives. Again, because of the specific poise of your consciousness, it seems to you that you're outside of these programs. You tune into them, making choices, for example, if more than one favorite plays at the same hour. In greater terms, you are a part of the same set. And at another level, someone sees you as a character in the living room turning on a television set. Intrinsically, the psyche, the private psyche, contains all such programs and realities. Certain portions of it, however, choose to take different focuses in order to bring those aspects in more clearly. To some extent, signals from all of the other stations are always in the background of any given program. You can momentarily And by momentarily altering the direction of your own attention or your focus, you can learn how to bring other stations into focus. Psychically and psychologically, those other stations upon which you do not concentrate form the structure of the psyche as you understand it, from which your earthly experience springs into focus. Studying yourself and the nature of your own consciousness, then, will automatically lead you, to some extent, to an understanding of the, quote, unknown, close quote, reality. The unknown reality is composed of those blocked-out portions of your own psyche and the corresponding frameworks of experience they form. And as we've discussed many times, they're unknown on purpose, because we want to focus specifically on our life. And yet, all the lives are interrelated, and apparently there are a lot more bleed-throughs than I certainly have ever expected, and you probably haven't given much thought to that at all. So if strange thoughts or images suddenly impinge on your daily reality, you have some idea where they come from. Perhaps another life lived by some other part of the big you. Well, that concludes the session for today. And again, I'm Dan McEnany, bringing you Lessons from the Helpful Dead.